Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting third. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Miguel Delon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delon. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Delon steals second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delon. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Cubbage applying the tag. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering juggles the ball. That's an error on Revering. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLone hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Zahn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Guerrero reaches third base with a triple. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to home to get Guerrero. Alexander moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Revering moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Revering moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLone strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Randall moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 3 in the game. DeLone takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Bill North pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is hit by the pitch. Armas moves to third. DeLone moves to second. Tom Johnson now pitching. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. DeLone scores. North moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. North moves to third. Guerrero moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. Guerrero tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Staggs now playing second base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lacey now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gross moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing right field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerrero moves to second. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Guerrero moves to third. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Essien reaches second base with a double. Guerrero scores. It's 5-3. Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gross is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Powell moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Randall bunts towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Staggs covering, for the out. Powell moves to third. Norwood moves to second. One out. Rich Childs pinch hits for Larry Wolf. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Norwood scores. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Elias Sosa now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Childs moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing third base. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Rod Carew now playing second base. Tom Johnson now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. DeLone is hit by the pitch. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLone. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 4 in the game. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Gary Serum now pitching. Mike Adams pinch runs for Gary Alexander. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Revering strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Gross hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Essien moves to second. It's 6-to-5, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.